You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
So welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. We've got a great conversation today. We're going to be talking with Corey Trefoletti from Voicea, and it is an artificial intelligence tool that I have just found very exciting and very helpful to me in lots of different ways that Corey is going to tell us about today. So Corey, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the time.
So tell us all about this wonderful thing that Voicea does for people like you and me.
Sure. So I'll tell you the background. So the background was that our CEO, myself, our head of product, we all spent time inside of Oracle. And my CEO specifically got to sit down and have great conversations with high-powered executives, Larry Ellison and Satya Nadella from Microsoft and lots of other really great people in and around business. And one of the things that he noticed universally was that those people, when they're in a meeting, no matter how senior and how important they are in their companies, they're focused on the conversation and they're focused on the people in the room. And so our CEO decided he wanted to be able to empower anybody inside of the organization to have that same level of focus and productivity in a meeting. So he designed the idea behind what became Voicea. So Voicea is an AI assistant that you bring into any meeting or conversation, and it helps you capture the important notes and then help organize the follow-up. So that gets done three different ways. The first way is that in a conference call environment, kind of like what we're doing here right now, I have Eva on the conversation, and Eva's there to take voice commands and help capture notes. It also listens for some of the important items that I've identified as a trigger. And that's one really great way to have the notes captured. So I can say things like, okay, Eva, the action item here is that I'm going to follow up with Pilgrim on the 405 again next week and just tell him how much I enjoyed this conversation. Thanks, Eva. Now you can see that
created an action item
that Eva went ahead and took a note for me there. I can also ask Eva to go do things like put a note inside my Trello board, which is where I do a lot of my to-do management and my project management. I can also say, okay, Eva, remind me to follow up later today with Will. Thanks, Eva.
Scheduled.
So now Eva went into my schedule on my calendar and reminded me to do something. So that enables me to have Eva here. I can also have Eva on direct phone calls by the use of our mobile app, where you can just go in, make a phone call, a dial-assisted phone call, and have direct phone calls that way. Or in person, you can open up our app, which is also available for iOS and for Android, and you can just have Eva in the room using your phone the exact same way.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the gist of it. You know, we've decided to make this assistant available to anybody. And what you end up with is a full recording, a full transcription, and also highlighted notes from the conversation that can show up wherever you do work and wherever the workflow brings you. Make sense?
Yes, that's very good. I haven't used Eva on my cell phone yet, but I've certainly used it on my computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our users tend to use it. I would say the majority of the time that they're using it is in a conference environment, a conference call such as this. The in-person with the app is our second most used, and the direct phone calls is third most used. But we like the idea of being able to be agnostic and be universally where conversations and meetings happen. Because we think that if you look at the overall conference provider space or if you look at the app space, there are lots of individual tools for doing call recording. There are lots of individual tools for doing note-taking. But our vision is really that you want to have a central repository. We call it the conversations inbox. Mm-hmm. You want to have a central repository where all of your conversation meetings are held, and you can search across them. You can find common threads. You can find common ideas. You can find support and rationale for the decisions that you're making inside of your organization. You can find a lot of the information in one place. We're essentially taking this ephemeral, very temporal concept of a meeting, and we're turning it into tangible content and making it accessible and actionable for anybody inside of your work environment.
So let's talk about how this would help a small business owner. Generally, the owner of a small business having a meeting would want to have somebody come in and take notes.
Yep.
So Eva would take that responsibility over, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you can train Eva with custom trigger keywords, and you can use the voice commands, and we also have a silent tap function where you just push a button and the note gets taken. And that eliminates the need to have that third party in the room. It also enables you to do things like share the highlights in the conversation. And I can say, okay, Eva, share the highlights from this conversation to everybody else who's in the meeting. Thanks, Eva. Now Eva, go ahead and shares that via email to the people who are on this call. And so it eliminates the need to have that third party person in the room, but you still have full confidence that all the notes are being captured.
So when the meeting's over, tell us what a business owner would have access to when the meeting's
over. Sure. So the first thing is that after the meeting's over, within about a half an hour or so, Eva will email you and or the attendees, depending on your preferences, with the notes from that conversation. So everybody is very clear on what the next steps were that were coming out of that meeting. Now, you also have access to a full recording, a full transcript, and the overall highlights of that conversation. And that makes sure that nobody never misses a detail. Nobody ever forgets what was talked about. You don't ever have to go back and ask somebody, what was it that we talked about in such and such meeting? Because you have a virtual record there that you can go back to. So it simplifies the follow-up, make sure that everybody has all the accurate information to work off of. And you decrease the follow-up time required to turn what that conversation was about into some kind of action. One thing I should point out there, which is also kind of a nice benefit, is that if you have too many meetings going on in the course of a day, like a lot of small business owners do, and maybe your team could have handled a couple of those meetings and you didn't need to be there, but you still wanted to know what the conversation was about, you can send Eva to that meeting. Eva will take the notes and send them back to you afterwards, and you didn't have to be in that room. If you weren't necessary for the participation, but you still wanted to make sure that your team is being held accountable for what has to happen and that you have clarity about what was being talked about in that conversation so that you can be informed for the next meeting, you still have all that information. You didn't have to go sit in two meetings at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that's good. Now, when you're through with the meeting and you have access to the voice recording,
yeah,
what format is it?
So it's available in an MP3 format and in a WAV format. You can download the audio recording and do what you like with it. You can also download the full transcript that's available. And I'll tell you that what we have is it's an AI-driven transcript. So no human being actually listens to your meeting. Nobody goes in and edits the transcript. It's purely AI machine-driven transcription. In some cases, we have found that customers will want a 100% accurate transcription because of an AI machine-driven transcription is going to be about 85%, maybe 90% accurate in most cases. What we found is if they want 100% accurate, you can have the option to push a button inside of our UI and have a human transcribe your conversation. That takes about 24 hours. We pass it through to a partner. It's not something that we do on our end. So we really try to focus on the highlights and the actions that come out of that conversation, much more so than what the human accuracy versus the machine accuracy should be. But you have access to all of that afterwards.
Wow. So what have you seen people do creatively with this?
Well, creatively, I would say that we're seeing a lot in, say, project management is one of the best use cases that we've seen. Internal team status meetings where you've got an extended team that's required to organize and to coordinate activity and initiatives inside your company. Not everybody can always make all those meetings. So the most accessible, most creative use of the platform is just to make sure that you can coordinate those extended teams, especially when they're remote. So you're talking probably a lot of your users, a lot of your listeners are working remote for their companies. Just make sure that everybody has all the information that they can work with. So it's about productivity. I guess it's about as creative as I can get with it. It's just about making sure that teams are as productive as possible.
And what I've noticed is that Eva from the app is coordinated with my calendar. And when I have a Zoom meeting, it automatically pops up at that time.
Yeah. Eva can read the calendar if you give it the authorization to do so. And what it will do is it will automatically find the times when you've got a conference call scheduled and there's more than one person on that invite. And then Eva will automatically join and it will announce itself and it will go ahead and take notes. And you can do things like ask Eva to stop listening for parts of the conversation and then ask Eva to come back on. You can even do what we call Vegas mode, which is that there'll be no recording and no transcript of the conversation, but Eva will still take notes for you. And you'll end up with just the notes afterwards, but no recording and no transcript.
What does that mean, it will take notes?
So same thing, where if I say, okay, Eva, the action here is that Will and I are going to follow up, and I'm going to share with them a little bit more of the intricate details of how to work with the platform. Thanks, Eva. So in that case, that's a note that was captured, but there would have been no recording and no transcript. Just that note would have been written down.
I see. You could just call for Eva to pop up to take a note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in case some of the things you're talking about you want to have off the record, you have the ability to have that conversation off the record.
Now, everything that, I'm supposing everything on I can do on the computer, I could do on an iPad or an iPhone?
Yeah, definitely for iPhone and for Android. We don't have a native iPad application as of yet. We are working on that. It'll probably come out later this year. Mm-hmm. But with our iPhone application and our Android applications, you can absolutely do all the same functionality you can do when you're on a conference call.
So just pop the phone out there and, let people know that we're recording it.
Yeah, you just literally open up the app, push this button, and put it on a table, and you can see Eva taking notes there. And you have the ability to share those highlights and those notes to other people right from the app. There's a lot of great, great things you can do.
Well, so why would people not do this?
It's a really great question, Will. I don't know why they wouldn't. I think that we're starting to see that if you look at where we were about a year ago, we first launched the commercial version of this product about a year ago. And people were maybe reticent to have conversations recorded. Mm-hmm. They were worried about what was going to be done with that information. We developed the product very much from a privacy perspective, very much from an enterprise and teams functionality perspective, where we give the team full control over the content. So for example, if you and I are on this call right now, if you decide that you don't like having this thing living on a perpetuity, you can go in and you can cancel and delete the entire recording and the meeting at any given moment. You don't even have to have an account to do that. You can just go in and delete it because we want to over-index on the side of privacy. I can also tell you that within the last year, our enterprise and professional customers have just become more understanding of what's the benefit of having a tool like this. It's really no different than having somebody else in the room to take notes. They're going to be listening to your conversation anyway, but now you've got this record of the conversation so you can go back to it and not miss things. So the benefits far outweighed any of the concerns that people might have had originally about just their feeling of, is this an invasion of privacy? Because it's really not. You have complete control over the audio and you can do whatever you need to do with it. If you want to delete it, you can delete it. But people are starting to see the benefit now. And you know, one of the big motivators for us is that we want people to try it out. So we give it away for free for 30 days where you can have a free 30-day trial of everything. And then if you decide to pay, you get the full premium version of the product. But if you don't want to pay for it, you can actually still use a free version of our product, which is limited to basically 25 minutes per meeting. Mm-hmm. And it will still do the full capabilities, and you can share and edit and do all those things. But at 25 minutes, Eva stops.
So what else would you like to say to people? I mean, it sounds to me like it's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward. We try not to overcomplicate it. I would love people to just give it a try. You know, Eva is great, and Voicea is great for teams. Individuals can absolutely use it, but we definitely get our most traction when you have a team of 2, 3, 4, 5 people and you're all in different types of meetings, but there's information you want to be able to share with one another to be able to organize follow-up. Being able to use our functionality to enable access to that information to turn a meeting into content that your extended team can leverage and use, that's highly valuable. So we would love people to give it a try. And if anybody wants to give it a try, we're also very open. We do live personalized demos over video calls with anybody, and we'll do onboarding and tutorials for anybody because we really love showing the product off and we love showing people what it can do.
So what is on the calendar for the next 12 to 18 months?
I think on our roadmap, you'll see things that we're doing to provide more functionality for teams. You're going to see more rolling out of product functionality around what we call that conversations inbox. So things like alerts, if your colleagues are in a meeting and they bring up you and something that you need to do, you can get an alert about what's going to be happening there. A lot more notifications, also some more analytics to help you and your team understand how productive your meetings are and the kinds of insights that are useful for teams to determine how many meetings they should have and what kinds of meetings and what makeup of people in the meeting leads to the best productivity. So we're really about making sure that if you're going to attend meetings and you're going to have meetings inside your organization, that there is productive as possible, and that maybe you can even make the decisions about what kinds of meetings you should have, and therefore level up what we look at as your meeting culture as part of your overall business culture and the transformation of your business to become more effective.
Well, what I'm hearing is that on the roadmap is the ability to delegate tasks to somebody who's not even in the meeting.
That actually is one of the things that's on the roadmap, not too far out.
Wow, exciting. Yeah. Well, I suppose the most helpful thing I could do for my clients is to share Voicea with them and let them know that this is available.
Yeah, please do. Have them go to www.voicea.com. It's VOICEA.com. Have them sign up. If they want to request a demo, there's a button there. They can click on it to request a demo, or they can just go ahead and register and shoot us a note, and we'll happily get on a video call and show them how to use it.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell people? I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward to me that we just want to get this video out to people and let them see it.
I can't think of anything specific. If they have any questions, they're also welcome to just ping me directly. I'm Corey T. at voicea.com. I'm happy to.
All right, so tell me how to get Eva to take a note for me.
You'll say, okay, Eva.
Okay, Eva, take a note and remind me to tell all my clients to come and
schedule
to the video.
There you go. Eva's going to tell you later today.
All right, excellent. Well, Corey, this has been very good. I'll be happy to send this around to my clients and let them discover the powerful impact that Voicea and AI can make in their lives and help their business thrive.
Thank you, Will. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, super. So this is one more example of how businesses in California can thrive, especially with some of the cutting-edge technology that we have available. So take care, Corey.
Thanks, Will. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks for all the things that you're doing for us.
No problem.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist.